6 a.m. Atlanta. Time to get your day started with John and Hugh.
Hugh Douglas.
Good googly moogly.
A three-time Pro Bowler. And John Fricke.
You got serious butthurt.
A man who's watched the Pro Bowl at least three times.
Boom shakalaka.
John, a man who covered the Atlanta Chiefs' inaugural season.
And Hugh, who just keeps it real.
I'm good. I got pants on.
Let's get your day started, Atlanta. This is John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Breed delivers. And that one is hammered to left. And it's on its way. And it is gone. A home run.
The 2-2. Taylor with a fly ball to deep left center field. Chris Taylor has hit his third home run of the night and becomes the 11th different player in baseball history with three home runs in a postseason game. And a fly ball to left center field, and that baby is long gone. Pollock with two home runs, and the Dodgers now lead it 11-2. The rout is on. What a night. The Dodgers are back from the dead.
Luka Doncic behind his back in the lane, and it's stolen by John Collins. Now he goes to Trae Young. Here's Trae. Stops. Pops. Three-pointer. Bang! There you go. Trae Young's first basket of the new season. And the Hawks take a 10-point lead. 41-31. And now Trae Young. Quick pass over. DeAndre Hunter. Three-pointer. Bang! DeAndre knocks down the three, and the Hawks take a 21-point lead. And now Trae Young. Quick pass over. DeAndre Hunter. Three-pointer. Bang! DeAndre knocks down the three, and the Hawks take a 21-point lead.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Welcome to the morning show on a Falcons Friday. We're talking a lot about what the Hawks did last night. And welcome to it with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hawks in an impressive show on opening night. And, yeah, we should be a lot excited about that. And, by the way, there was a baseball game last night? There was a baseball game last night, I guess. Hugh, what is up?
You ain't missed that baseball game, John. Don't even try. Don't even try. You didn't miss that baseball game.
SportsCenter just here at 6 a.m. right at the top. They led with the Braves and Dodgers. Now, what's interesting about that is, of course, it's the first time they've led with it. Other than, when the Braves were winning, it was like, it was story number 28. But now it's the Dodgers. There's palpitations over there. God, those guys are so transparent. It is a Falcons Friday. The Braves are coming back home. What you said yesterday, the battery's going to be lit. We're going to do it here. That's all it means.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. Let's be honest. Some people still have sports PTSD. I mean, it's still going on. So, there's that. So it's like, the good thing for me is that we talked to Chip Carey. We talked to Chip, and he basically laid it out for us the other day. He was like, hey, man, this is not going to be easy. And it's not. It's not going to be easy. That the Dodgers are going to come back to life. They're a good baseball club. So now we just need, to come back home and finish it out here. I would rather do it that way anyway. I know last night a lot of people say, bump that. Let's just get it over with because this is too eerily similar to what it was last time. But, hey, people are going to be out there, John. People are going to be in the battery that don't even have tickets to the game because they want to be a part of history.
Oh, yeah. There'll be a lot more people in the battery without tickets than in the stadium with tickets.
Yeah. So that's what you want, John. And I think this is the thing. I'm not panicking. But, I can definitely see if people have PTSD. I can definitely see why because I had a friend of mine who texted me last night and was talking about he was happy and mad at the same time. And I knew what he was talking about. He was talking about the outcome of the Hawks and the way the Braves played. So, yeah, he's a little upset right now.
Yeah, tomorrow is game six, and it's a 5 o'clock game. If you want a good spot at the battery, whatever your good spot is going to be, I'm probably going to suggest you get there no later noon. Yeah, noon at the latest. Because, Hugh, once lunchtime hits tomorrow,
there's going to be a lot of people out there.
Yeah, I would probably get there. I would want to get there probably at about 11. 6 hours before the game. Because it is going to be jumping tomorrow in the battery when Max Scherzer and Ian Anderson hook up tomorrow. 5:08 first pitch at Truist Park for game six. All right, another shot at ESPN if I can. this is the website, ESPN.com. And the headline this morning, you could go to it and just see it up there. Here's the big headline. Against all odds, here come the Dodgers. Against what odds? You spent $300 billion on this. What odds are the Dodgers overcoming here? Because I'm not sure I understand what odds, against all odds. What odds are you talking about? You have so much money that you can go out at the break and spend $200 million, whatever it is, to get Max Scherzer and Trey Turner. There are no odds. You just buy stuff, you know, so don't give me this against all odds.
I guess they were basically talking about how, you know, how good the Braves are. I mean, you know, it's hard to say.
No,
yeah, it's hard to say.
It's
hard.
Weird.
It's definitely hard to say. Yeah,
it's just so weird. I mean, it's just we've been putting up a constant spin on all this, and it's just like it just makes you roll your eyes. It's like, oh, come on, stop. So hey, listen, you did. Here's the bottom line here. All right. You did what you needed to do in Los Angeles. You went up 2-0, and when you went out there, what did you need to do? You needed to make sure that you could come home and clinch, all right? And not come home and have to rally to clinch. Then they're not rallying. I mean, let's not get this twisted here. It's not like they just got swept out of the, building there, which, they could have sealed it. Yeah, I get it. But they also could have been swept, and we'd be down 3-2. And if we were down 3-2 and they just swept you 3-4 and 5, and they beat you like they did last night, yeah, you might be clutching, but you're still you're still ahead in the series.
Yeah, you're still in it. Still in it. So I mean, I'm not, but I definitely understand the PTSD that some people have.
Yeah, I'm just kind of wiping that game off and moving on. So game six is coming up here a little bit. I mean, we'll talk about it. Don't get me wrong, but game six is coming up here again tomorrow. Also, game six of the Houston and Boston series will be. Coming up here, so we'll see what kind of happens with that too. Hawks look great. I mean, you may have missed it. You may have been locked in on the Braves, but the Hawks last night. Mark Cuban was at the game, and I was just wondering what he was thinking about that trade now, because man, the Hawks look good. Reddish looked really good.
You know,
Trey looked really good.
I mentioned something about
shut
that.
Down.
Yeah, I mentioned something about that today, yeah. John. That right there needs to start to die. Like, seriously, that whole Trey Luka thing. Because, like I said from day one, Trey was the right guy for this city, just like Luka probably was the right guy for Dallas. I don't know. I'm not a Dallas Mavericks fan. But when Trey, at the end of the game, the post game last night, and I guess he wore it in the stadium, had on that Atlanta, Georgia, Changed My Life shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's all that you need. That's all that needs to be said about that. You know, I mean, this is the guy who has – you know, there's probably been a lot of, probably still people do still wish they had got Luka Doncic. But you talk about the emergence of him as a star and what he's meant to this city already in a short period of time and what he's been able to accomplish. I mean, yeah, he's the right guy for the city. And I don't know if you heard during the game last night, they had a commercial where they were debuting Ice Trays, the Adidas commercial,
mm-hmm.
where he had Quavo doing the voiceover. So, I mean, man, Trey's coming into his own. I know Luka was given a whole lot early on, and I know a lot of people are mad about that and stuff. But, listen, Trey's a bona fide star, man. And I just think that, to me, in my opinion, that there needs to be no more comparison between him and Luka and people feeling like, there still needs to be discussion about that, because Trey's bona fide. He's bona fide at this point.
And your lips to the ears of the media that's going to push this narrative as hard as they can push it, as long as they can push it about Trey and Luka in the trade. Luka Doncic is a phenomenal basketball player, but last night we saw that the Atlanta Hawks are a pretty good team. This Hawks team, DeAndre Hunter goes out, he shut Luka down. I mean, he pretty much shut Luka down. I mean, Luka was 6-for-17. He was a non-factor in the game. He made Luka Doncic a non-factor, and Cam went out there, pumped in 20, and looked really good doing it, too. That wasn't just a bad 20. All starters in double figures. The Hawks win by 26. They win going away. I think Dallas is a pretty good team. I think last night there's some people in the NBA that went, okay, maybe those Hawks aren't really real. I don't know what it takes to kind of impress them. Maybe I guess you gotta win it all.
It's a long season, man. Yeah, it's a long season. I mean, great start to the season. Great start to the season. Houston Texans got off to a great start too.
Oh, stop it!
I'm just saying. I'm putting it in perspective, John. I'm just putting it in perspective. Houston Texans got off to a great start too.
You know.
I mean, you know.
Philadelphia Eagles got off to a great start kind of thing. Huh?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, that first one, you get the first one. I think they're ready to go. I'm not putting the Hawks in that category.
Yeah, they're not.
I'm just trying to temper your enthusiasm because we all kind of knew, he's going to come in this morning.
I don't know how you temper the enthusiasm of that kind of a beatdown.
I get it.
That's the kind of enthusiasm that says, okay, this team does stay healthy.
Wait a minute, what did Jalen Hurts do in the first game against us? He threw for like three bills.
Jalen Hurts doesn't have a body of work to come off of.
I'm just telling you, John. I'm just putting it in perspective. I'm trying to keep you.
And my perspective says that there are big things ahead for the Atlanta Hawks.
I'm with you.
When Jalen Hurts beat the Falcons, and people say, "Hey, this is Super Bowl," or did they just
John?
Okay.
Listen, I understand it's a different scenario, but it's still a lot of basketball left. That's all I'm saying.
Lot of basketball left part and just go to the playoffs.
Basically.
It is a Falcons Friday, too, as we get ready for the Falcons and Dolphins. Coming up Sunday, our coverage begins at 9 a.m. with you and Chuck on the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. And then, of course, kickoff at 1 o'clock from Miami with Wes and Dave. We got some questions to ask you about that Braves game last night and where we stand headed towards Game 6 and the party at the Battery. We'll do that coming up in this hour and much more on a very busy Friday. Morning Mash is next around the corner with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 99 again.
A recap of the biggest stories of the morning with John and Hugh.
Crazy. Get up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I know that we have some people rolling into work on this Falcons Friday who have quite a bit of cash. You're probably sitting in a high-end car here. We're talking about, you got your Lamborghini. You got a, I don't know, give me a few high-end cars there, Hugh Douglas.
Maserati.
Anything, Mercedes.
High-end Mercedes, right? Maybach or something like that. Okay, anyway, I'm talking to you for the moment here because I know if you're going to the game on Saturday, game 6 tomorrow, and you got that kind of scratch, you want the Braves to win, I can tell you how you can ensure the Braves will win. You will get a hold of us this morning, and you will buy Orin a ticket, okay? You do that, we're good, okay? The mascot's got to go, okay? So,
John, I'm talking to you. Orin don't have to actually be at the game. He could be at the Battery.
John, I got bad news, but.
What, dude?
I can't go on Saturday to the game.
What do you mean you can't go?
I can't go.
What does that mean?
I have a prior commitment I made
a month ago.
Yeah.
No, there's no prior commitment.
It really is.
No.
Wow, he just
Before the baseball playoff schedule was announced, a buddy of mine said, "Hey, there's this cool haunted house at the Renaissance."
So what? Who cares? The haunted house will be there this Sunday. It'll be there Monday.
Fairgrounds in Fairburn.
Go at noon, dude. The game's at 5.
They were like, "Hey, Georgia has a bye week the week of the 24th. Perfect. We'll do it then." So I have a haunted house excursion scheduled for like 8:30, 9 o'clock
on Saturday. Dude,
I'm
telling you, I'm just trying to – I'm looking out for you, brother.
John, I know, John.
Yeah, I know.
You got to go to the haunted house, though, man. But my thing is this. Do you get scared at haunted houses at this point in your life?
If I see a clown, I'm punching that son of a gun in the face.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I need to respond to that. Okay.
Don't let a clown run up on me, man.
Clown don't want no smoke.
Clown
gotcha.
Don't want that smoke action.
Wow, that's I didn't.
I had to censor myself just now because I almost said.
No, I know. I mean, but it's. I look at it like this because at this point in life, I mean, if I go, I know what they're trying to do. I'm not scared. I'm not gonna be scared like that. But I guess it's the jumping out part. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because they can't touch you, so I guess.
Yeah, they can't touch you. The girlfriend jokingly said, because I told her the day before yesterday, I was like, "Hey, I kind of want them to go ahead and clinch this thing on Thursday because Saturday they play game 6 at home." And I guess she was joking when she said this. I didn't really follow up because I didn't want that smoke. But she goes, "Well, I guess me and this person and this person and this person and this person." And she very obviously left my name out. Well, we'll have fun at the haunted house, and you'll be at the Braves game.
Yeah, that was a setup.
And there's a part of me that was like,
right?
What? No, I'm not.
Yeah, that was a setup.
You didn't include my name.
You passed. Uh-huh. What are you doing? You're learning. That was you passed because that was a straight setup.
Yep,
That was a setup, brother.
Yep.
And you know, like from the stories you told earlier this week, you on thin ice. You couldn't go if you had a ticket at this point, if you already made these plans. So yeah, do the right things, man. Do the right thing. You be all right.
So in any case.
Yeah, you're going to the haunted house.
Yeah, I'm okay. Going to a haunted house.
Okay, move on. All right. Yeah, yeah, fine. Yeah, we got it. All right.
Ain't nowhere else to go behind there,
John. I'm sorry. Like, and
that's kind of it.
I can't. All right, I'm going to say
this. Move along.
No, I'm going to say this, and I don't want to get myself in trouble for this, but as a sports fan, I would like to be at Game 6. I would very much like to be at Game 6. But I understand the responsibility that I have and the commitment that I made before.
You mean life responsibilities and your happiness?
I will say this though, like I would very much like to be at Game 6 on Saturday night and watch that.
You better.
I understand it's not going to happen, and Abe is walking in the studio right now, so I'm guessing I'm going to get something else from him on this one. But no, I'd love to go. I'd love to go. I understand it's not going to happen.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that ain't going to happen, bro. Right, gotcha.
What else you got in the match?
Abe, you got a comment there, bud?
You had a chance to go to Game 6. You screwed that up when you turned down some affection the other night.
You can't.
That's a good point.
But that's what I'm saying. We know that. We know that. And that's why I said he made the right decision.
You've already let this stupid series come affect your relationship once. And you know darn well you can't have it affect your relationship twice. If you didn't screw up the other night, which I tried to explain to you,
this is
maybe you'd have a chance. I'm just saying, you could have had a discussion about it. Now, because of the other night, dude, you're done.
I'm done.
Enjoy the haunted house, bro.
Fisty cuffs Friday, for real.
I hope you enjoy jump scares.
Brittany, I love you very much. Let me go ahead and
say
that now.
Yes. Now he's trying to avoid fisticuffs Friday. Look
no,
at
it's
you.
Too late for that.
Oh, no, no, too late for that. Like, listen, he better, like, listen, I told him the other day, hey, bro, tread lightly.
Man, not good. Like,
you had a impasse in your relationship, and then the decision that you make right now will set you up for the rest of your life.
I'm learning, Hugh Douglas.
I tried. Hey, man, listen, I've been there, and if I would have taken heed to some of the telltale signs, maybe I would still be married. But
you get a pass every once in a while to pull one of these where the game becomes bigger than the relationship.
I can't
every
use it
once
two
in a while.
Weeks. I can't use
you
two
don't
in
get
one
it
week,
twice
though.
In 1 week, though.
Yeah,
I get a jail-free card twice in 1 week. I can't use it.
Yeah, and you used it on a stupid midweek game at like 11:40 at night.
But the way
night.
That Abe making it sound, though,
in my defense,
by himself,
that was a late-inning loss.
Strangers, right?
That was a late inning loss.
You didn't even get the strangers' names that you hugged.
I know, right?
Just strangers.
You just hugging strangers, and it damn near cost you your happiness.
Wham, bam! Thank you guys for the hugs, and I'm out of here.
It almost cost you your happiness.
Almost cost me. Moving right along. Speaking of unhappy relationships, up there in Philadelphia, we have a really, really unhappy one.
And that city just never gets out of the news.
They don't. And. Yesterday, Ben Simmons came into 76ers headquarters, the camp, the practice facility, said he had a backache.
He got tatty back.
They checked him out. He was like, the trainers were like, you're clear to practice today. And he was like, all right, cool. Then he left. He just left.
He really is pushing. That's what I'm saying. What are you going to do with him? What are you doing with him?
He also said after that, too, that he is not, quote, mentally ready to play.
So, what can you do with that?
The 76ers think it's garbage. We're going to play this guy from Daryl Morey right here. Daryl Morey says, yeah, we understand what's going on right now, but we're not just going to cave in to any trade demand. So y'all better get ready for this one.
Any sort of trade, which obviously Ben Simmons wants, the best thing we can do is get role players back. That makes no sense. That will give us no better chance to win the title if we were to move Ben Simmons for role players. So people should buckle in. I mean, this is going to go a long time.
I mean, he's not lying. I mean, because they've come out and they've basically said, like Ben Simmons is doing everything from on the outside looking in, from what I've heard, to undermine everything that the Sixers are doing. Right now, they're not in a position of power. Nobody's going to trade you and going to get back, like he said, role players. Nobody's going to do that. So Ben's just going to be an unhappy camper in Philadelphia for at least this year.
You know what? I was talking to Abe about this a couple of days ago, and he's scheduled to meet with the 76ers brass today. And if I'm the brass, I look Ben right in the face and say, dude, if you want to get the hell out of here, you better suck it up, smile, and play ball. Because if you play ball, we can get you out of here. But the only way this works, the only way this works is if you decide to become Mr. Good Guy for however long you have left here.
He ain't going to do that.
Like, help us help you.
He's not going to do that, but that's the kind of gist you got to have.
You got to tell him, hey, dude, hey, we can't get what we want for you and give you what you want if you're acting like this.
Yeah, but see, he's still in the position of power here because you're paying him, right? You know,
I mean, he's going to get paid either way, yeah.
Suspended, I mean, but, you know, at least for the opener, he was suspended. Now, I think Simmons is in the position of power here. Now, the 76ers can't make any demands. What are they going to do?
I mean, they can try.
Simmons is going to say, the hell with you, I'll just sit.
At this point, if he wants to sit, he'll just
Le'Veon Bell him. That's all. He says, okay, I'll sit up.
There has to be a connect with the disconnect, so to speak. You have to find a way to say, hey, if your end goal, I mean, if you want to sit here, if you want to sit here and get paid and do nothing, then by all means do that. But I guarantee you.
All right, here's what's going to happen, okay? They're going to end up trading him for nothing because they will, Hugh. I mean, they have no option, really. I mean, what are they going to do? They're going to have to end up trading. Maury may not like it, but you know what? At some point, what are you going to do? Because right now, guess what you got for him? Nothing.
You can't do that, though, John. I mean, and by the way the Sixers are handling that, they know that. I mean, I hear everything you're saying, but, man, hey, they're stubborn up there, too. They're not going to get nothing for him. You know, and I mean, you're right. They're going to have to pay him, fine him, and do something. But they're like what they're doing right now, I would imagine, is trying to find a way creatively to get some of that money back and not have to pay him. So because this has to be conduct detrimental. There has to be something in this contract.
There's
got to
be
contract.
Yeah, he's violating his contract. Right, exactly. Yeah, you got to be able to suspend it for this I without pay. I agree. Let's see if that'll stand here. So let me see if I got this straight. You got Ben Simmons who's, you know, acting a fool, you know, on a thousand different levels in Philadelphia, and it's just totally, I mean, throwing them way off their game. You got Knicks fans, you know, chanting Trae Young sucks or whatever they were chanting because
No, they were. It wasn't Trae Young sucks. It was like, forget you, Trae Young.
Yeah,
but not
I know.
You.
I tried to clean it up a little bit. Okay. During a game where Trae Young is not even there, he is so
Man,
in their heads.
Living rent free, bro.
Got him a
high rise condo on Park West, right by the park, bro.
Living rent free.
Just chilling rent free.
All the while, the Hawks are beating Luka by 26. Okay. I like the way this is shaping up. keep it up, boys. That's great.
Good times.
Listen. See, I'm happy this morning. I'm happy because
somebody's happy this morning, John Fricky.
Well, because the Braves are going to win this, okay? Right? The Braves are going to be fine. We're going to have a big old party at the Battery, and it's going to be celebration time. We're going to party like it's 1999.
Which was a year that the Braves got swept, or they didn't get swept, but they lost to the Yankees in the World Series.
I think they got swept, actually.
They got swept that year. That was the year they beat the Mets in the NLCS, but not so much. Yeah. I want to party like it's 1995, John Fricky.
95.
It was just also the last time they went to the World Series, which is almost unbelievable to think about. 1999. It's really been – you have to be like 27, 28 years old to remember the Braves in the World Series. Wow. Okay, anyway. I have three questions about the Braves. I'm going to ask our team, and you can answer them in your car, your truck, or your Maserati. Whatever you happen to have, you can do that in a moment on The Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 99 The Game. Evening, 5 o'clock first pitch, 5:08 technically at Truist Park, as Game 6 of the NLCS and the Braves up 3-2 on the LA Dodgers. Welcome back to The Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 99 The Game. Hugh, you went to LA, you did what you needed to do. I mean, you got a win. And now you are back home, up 3-2. You just have to take care of your business here. You're sending Ian Anderson and Charlie Morton to the mound. It's right there. Just go ahead and you just got to play well. You got to do it. I mean, what else do you want? I mean, you have an opportunity here. Boy, I tell you what, you would have thought that the world ended last night with some Braves fans on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. PTSD, John, is real. And, I mean, you know, I'm not mad at those people that feel that way. I mean, because – you know, they're in a weird spot. They live and die with every pitch, every game. So, I mean, you can't really be mad at those people, you know. It's because no matter, you know, it's like when you go to the doctor and they say, hey, they're going to give you a shot in the arm. and they say, hey, this needle is not going to hurt, but you still think that it is. You know what I mean? It's kind of the same thing. You know it's probably going to work out to your in your favor, but when you see them lose the way that they did last night, it's still not a great feeling. Still not a great feeling at all.
Yeah, you know, I mean, would I have loved to have closed them out in Los Angeles? Sure. Do I still think that they're going to do it here? Yeah, of course I do. But that's just me. Now let's find out about you here. I have three questions for the Braves that I want to ask Hugh, Oren, and Abe, and then we'll get to asking you about some of these a little bit later on in the program here. Question number one is, one thing that's been sort of interesting about the Braves offense to this point is that they have, you know, changed the leadoff guys a couple of times in this series. Eddie Rosario is just, Eddie Rosario is nutty, isn't he? Wow. He man, you want to talk about a guy on a roll? Here's good news and interesting news. So Soler is back. He's been cleared from COVID protocol. He can play in game six. Mm-hmm. Do you bat him leadoff tomorrow night? Now, he hadn't played yet, you know, in this series. And you go back to putting him at leadoff and what he was doing, you know, before he went down with the COVID there, or at least COVID protocol, I should say. Do you bat him leadoff tomorrow and bench Jock Peterson, or do you stay with where you got?
You stay with what you got, John. I wouldn't, you know, wouldn't bat him leadoff. To answer the question, nah.
Oren, would you bat Soler leadoff, back, put him back in there, and bench Jock Peterson, or stay where you're at?
You got to stay where you're at right now because what you got right now is working. And I don't know if you want to
upset the apple cart.
Yeah, upset the apple cart.
I mean, is it working? You had two runs last night.
Well, it didn't work last night. It worked the game before. It's worked before, and it worked in game. It worked in game two when he hit the two-run homer. So there's been moments where Jock has performed, and you may still need that.
I'm not saying that Jock doesn't perform. Yeah, I'm not saying that.
I don't know if you do that just yet.
Just yet, it's game six. They ain't been more just
yet. That's
the
thing. You're so close to the finality of this that I don't know if this was game three, yeah. But with it being going into game six, and at this point in the series, you just let it ride.
Abe, where do you fall? Do you start Soler and lead him off, and bench Jock, or you stay where you're at?
Yeah, I'm actually on the just yet train as well. I would maybe, if there is a game seven, hopefully not, I would consider it. Here's my thing, John. I don't know the timeline of all of this, but I'm assuming he just joined the team yesterday.
They mentioned something about workouts
and
while
so
he was
doing
stuff.
And so that's my concern the workouts and just how sharp he is immediately. So I may consider it for game seven, but I'm comfortable where you're at right now.
Well, Jock was certainly the star of the NLDS, and he has been really big for the Braves. Freddie cut his swing down with those singles the other night, and he started hitting home runs. Riley's cooled a little bit, but he's been a big bat, and Rosario is in fuego. Now we got to get the rest of the guys going. So question number two is, who's in line at the plate for a big game six who needs to have a breakout game? Ozzy, Dansby, Darno. I mean, with Duvall starting to hit too.
I'm gonna go with Ozzy.
You're gonna stay with Ozzy. What's with that? All of a sudden, you know, it's not so much Hugh that Ozzy isn't, you know, getting that many hits. He's getting a few. It's that his, you know, he's not getting the ball is put off his bat right now. You know what I mean? I mean, normally the ball kind of, you know, it's just kind of like lazy stuff all over the place, which is a little concerning to me. Oren, Ozzy, Dansby, and Darno. Those three could really use a breakout game here. We're talking about a couple of big flies, you know, home run and a double or kind of thing. What do you expect out of those guys? Who's going to have the big game six?
So, I want to say Ozzy, but with it being Scherzer, they're going to turn him around and make him hit lefty.
Right.
And he hasn't had the splits left-right that you would want him to right now. Maybe in a late-game situation, you turn him back right against a left-handed reliever and he gets a chance to fire one off. But because of that, I'm going to say Dansby.
Yeah, Darno has not been the same guy since he came back from his injury. And I'm not saying that he's lost anything. He just hadn't been the same hitter. It was that cleanup kind of guy. He's not really had great at-bats here, especially over the last couple of weeks. What are you thinking, Abe? Who's got to be that guy who's going to have that big game six?
Yeah, I don't know if it will be, but it needs to be Ozzy. I mean, you asked a similar question the other day. We still haven't seen it in the realm. It's such a central part of the batting order that if you get him going with Freeman and Rosario ahead of him, with Riley and Duvall behind him, that's where the nonstop onslaught comes, right? When you don't have that that out that just happens to be there every time through the order, it seems, with Freeman on base or Rosario. So if he gets going, I think they can really roll that offense over.
Yeah, plus we need him on the base pass, too. I mean, he changes things on the base pass for us, too. All right, so yeah, I guess final question is just kind of broad here, guys. Hugh, the curse. Oh, my God, the curse. Or y'all need to buy a puppy.
Buy a puppy, man. Buy a puppy. I'm not into that. I mean, but listen, I'm going to say this because I know that people, I acknowledge that you know, people are a little in their feelings mm-hmm. right now. I get it, you know, because PTSD is real. But y'all probably need to buy a puppy.
Yeah. Oren, the curse. Oh, my God, the curse. Or all y'all need to buy a puppy.
It was a book like 20 years ago by Rick Pitino. And he talked about how in order to achieve victory, you have to deserve victory. I'm not buying into the curses. I think the losses right now by teams, especially the Braves, you didn't deserve to win. So go out there and play better than the Dodgers, and you'll win because you deserve to win because you play better than them.
Abe, the curse. Oh, my God, the curse.
Really
all y'all need to buy a puppy.
You ask me about a curse, John?
I'm just asking. Yes, there's a question here.
If you blow the series, you blow the series. That's on you. Don't blame it on some mystical, magical nonsense.
I like mystical, magical nonsense, though.
Of course you do, Hugh.
I like mystical.
Yeah,
magical.
Look, it's if the worst thing happens here in this series and you do end up going home, like, it sucks, but, like, we're really going to sit here and blame it on a curse? Or did you just not win the series?
It'll be blamed on the curse.
Yep.
Oh, it will be blamed on the curse.
I don't want to call 82% of our listening base idiots, but come on.
But you just did.
Yeah, well, you know what? If they believe that we lost because it's a curse, not because Max Fried didn't have his best stuff or because Ian Anderson or Max Scherzer or whatever, if they think it's just blindly because it's a curse, not because our players didn't go out and perform. Enough said there.
Then you got some beach front property to say you enjoy.
Yeah, I got a bridge in Brooklyn for you here, buddy.
Yes, and some New York writer, a New York writer of all people, and I didn't want to respond to him, but a New York writer tweeted out last night, you know, the Dodgers are hammering the Braves 11-2, but boy, it feels like 28-3. And I'm like, oh, really? You're in New York.
I'm actually glad the game went like that yesterday. I think it'd be much.
Yeah, I am too. Actually,
it'd be much worse to get over
if
like
you had
a
lost,
tough 3-2
yeah,
loss
in the bottom of the ninth inning, right? If you had been, you know, 3 outs away and up, you know, 6-2, and blown it, you know, and the full blown meltdown.
Yeah, you brush this one off and move immediately on.
Yeah, exactly.
It's easier to take. Yeah,
I think so too.
And, who is this writer? We need to fight him.
His name is Anthony D. something. I don't have.
Just beating up writers, you
know. No, come on,
is that
man.
Tacoma?
No, I'm saying, man.
Yeah.
Listen, you can't. You like you're a writer. This is what you went to school for.
New York Mets.
You can't do better than that.
I know he's a Mets.
What are you gonna fight him with? Your magic wand over here with magical mysticism?
I'm gonna fight him with words, Abe. I'm gonna use words that probably aren't in a dictionary, but they're my words, and I'm gonna use them.
Words like expelliarmus, something like that.
Something like that. Except Patronus, whatever, however.
Expecto Patronus.
Yeah, something like that.
Hey, let's get us to break this, please. This is...
That was terrible.
That was horrible.
Yeah. Now you're extending it because we have to explain how bad that was.
That was bad.
I will turn everybody's damn mic off. Let's go.
You know what? Might improve the show.
That's a real threat.
Hawks, impressive last night, to say the least, in an opening night win over the Mavericks. What is it? Does it mean anything or just an opening night win? I think it might mean something, though. We'll go into that next on The Morning Show with John and Hugh.